Representative Brandon Gill exposes Joe Biden's backdoor amnesty to keep over 1 million illegal aliens in U.S. by John Binder on June 9, 2026. Representative Brandon Gill, RTX, chaired a House Oversight Committee task force hearing on Tuesday, detailing what he calls President Joe Biden's backdoor amnesty for more than a million illegal aliens across the United States. Prior administrations and the infinite amnesty lobby weaponized the U.S. immigration system both for political gain and at the expense of the American people, putting foreigners over our own citizens, Gill said to open the hearing. The Biden administration flooded our country with millions of illegal aliens, unvetted from all over the globe, and the impact has been to reduce working class wages, to strain our social system, our education system, our health care system, and to culturally transform the United States. Emphasis added. In particular, Gill pointed to Biden's massive expansion of temporary protected status, TPS, the little-known quasi-amnesty program that allows foreign nationals to stay in the U.S., despite having no legal immigration status, if the government has designated their home country as having unlivable conditions due to war or natural disaster. It was intended to be temporary, yet the Biden administration abused it and has utilized TPS as a form of backdoor amnesty for over a million people who entered our country illegally, Gill said. The numbers speak for themselves, he continued, noting that when Biden took office, just 410,000 foreign nationals with TPS in the U.S. by the time Biden left office, that total had ballooned to more than a million foreign nationals with TPS. Related, Trump blasts Biden for not checking the Afghans that poured into the U.S. That includes Burma in 2021, Ukraine in 2022, Afghanistan in 2022, Cameroon in 2022, Ethiopia in 2022, Venezuela in 2021 and 2023, Haiti in 2024, and Lebanon in 2024, Gill said. About half of all current TPS beneficiaries weren't even residing in the United States until after Joe Biden took office. In other words, TPS was a vehicle for providing backdoor amnesty for the very people that the American people saw pouring into our border for 4 years and voted President Trump into office to deport, Gill said. Moreover, the vast majority of the people covered under TPS did enter the U.S. illegally. And I think that's really important. That includes an estimated 95% of all Venezuelan TPS holders and 91% of all estimated Haitian TPS holders. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com.